from Tom Brenneman's own restaurant on Vine Street between Hollywood and Sunset Boulevards. Kellogg's Pep and Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes serve you breakfast in Hollywood. Friends, again this morning for breakfast, we're serving ham and eggs. And here he is, that ham who lays his own eggs, Tom Brenneman.
Thank you, and good morning, ladies. Good morning. Yes, ma'am, and that's again, we're yelling that greeting to you out along the network from sunny Southern California. Boy, and we have it this morning. Well, we do. Gets a little foggy. It's the same old weather. I don't know why we should go into that. People say, I wonder what the weather's like in California. I wonder what this, I wonder what that. Nobody ever asks what the weather's like in Guacamora. They wonder about everything else, don't they? Well, in Guacamora, wherever you are, I guess Ivory Flakes is just as popular. So we're going to open that section of our little broadcast as we visit a little bit. Well, I think we'll start with you, soldier. Who are you, please?
Soon to be Mr. Bert Fleckman from New York City.
Oh, soon to be Mr.
That's right.
Good. Good enough, Bert. You certainly look unhappy about it.
Oh, I'm not unhappy at all.
Well, how long have you been in service?
I've been in the service 1 year.
Well, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
How old are you, Bert?
20.
20. Good. Where do you go to school?
I go to school in Syracuse University, Syracuse, New York.
All right, so you're going back to Syracuse. All right. We're just saying hello. Who are you?
Mrs. Betty Best from Burbank, originally from Alexandria, Louisiana.
Oh, Betty Best from Burbank. What yes. is this thing you've got here?
Oh, we just had...
Well, look at this. I've never seen
it. To sit on.
I've never seen one of these. Look at that. It's a little collapsible stool. Oh, you brought this? You brought this along so you wouldn't have to stand in line,
huh? We got tired.
Yeah, who are you?
Helen Mayberry from Burbank.
Well,
I'm formerly from Norwalk, Ohio.
Well, good. That kills me.
Yes,
it's
sir.
It's a little collapsible stew. Where did you get that?
Sears and Roebuck.
Well, you'll find everything there. That's where I got my new suit. Who are you?
And my name is Dutch Warner.
Where are you from, Dutch?
Manitou, Illinois.
What is this thing you're wearing, Dutch? What is this?
That's a map of the United States, of Illinois.
What is it?
I thought it was a map of the United States.
No, but I noticed a lot of them are wearing some sort of emblem.
Oh.
Convention of some sort?
Yes, sir. We've been up Spokane.
Uh-huh.
REA convention.
The what?
REA. That's rural electrification.
Oh,
for short, yeah.
Uh-huh. I see. In other words, you're out there planning a rural electrification.
That's right. Now we're having fun. See, we left the convention.
Well,
we've been gone so long, but I forgot the convention now.
How is the weather up in Spokane?
Oh, wonderful.
Was it?
Wonderful.
We planned to go up there on our vacation in a week or so, my wife and myself.
You have one? Yeah, that's a nice place to go.
Yeah, I just...
So have I.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, you look it, brother. Johnny, get the... What'd you say your name was?
Warner.
Get Mr. Warner a comb. We have a number of... There you are, right? If all the members from the convention will please stand, we'd like to welcome you to Breakfast in Hollywood. Let's give them one, quite a turnout. Thank you. You paid us a nice compliment by coming in to visit with us. Ah, those smooth, glamorous tones mean that Ken Carson is here. Have you a song that has to do with smooth, glamorous nylons, Ken?
Does this fit, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
If it's lovely to wear, it's worth Ivory Flakes care. Gentle Ivory Flakes care.
Well, that certainly does fit, Ken. Reminds me that those nylons will fit better, too, if they get nightly care with Ivory Flakes. And when it comes to wear, well, you ladies will get up to twice the wear for your nice nylons if you'll just dunk them in Ivory Flakes every time you take them off. But if you should omit that little ceremony and wash them only now and then with the wrong kind of soap, they can wear out in almost half the time. Then there's the matter of runs. That little nightly ritual with ivory flakes, which takes only a few seconds, can keep your stockings free of runs for up to twice as long. Surely anything so lovely to wear as beautiful nylons deserve the best of care. Nightly washing with pure, mild ivory flakes. The flake form of baby's ivory soap. Now, here's what Ken and I agree on. I know you will, too. If it's lovely to wear, it's worth ivory flakes' care. Gentle ivory flakes' care. I knew one of these days I'd look at him and have to break up. Let's do that right now. Gentle ivory flakes' care. Gentle ivory flakes care. That's better. He makes faces at me. Oh, my. Is that just natural? Well, we're going for a hat now. Johnny, the place is full of them this morning. Really, there's one back here with the bird's nest on it. There's one over here with the... Looks like he just came out of a snowstorm with a veil. And this one here... This one's just as bad. Let's have a try at this one. No, this one. Who are you?
Marie Hickerson.
Hickerson?
Yes.
Where are you from, Miss Hickerson?
Los Angeles.
Well, take it off, Miss Hickerson. We'll try it on. It's lovely hair, too. What's your name?
Mrs. Dunfield.
From?
Longview, Washington.
Mm-hmm. You?
Mrs. Harold Hoff, Longview, Washington.
All
right. Mrs. Jen Woodhouse, Los Angeles.
Hello. Get everybody here.
And Mrs. Grace Key, Ventura.
Hello. My goodness, you really have that thing pinned on there, Miss. Well, we'll be back in 5 or 10 minutes. We're going to... Who are you?
This is Betty McPhail, Glendale.
Glendale? And who is this passenger?
Margaret French from Long Beach.
How many pins do you have in that thing, anyway? There's 2, 4, 6, 8.
4.
She has lovely hair, hasn't she? Beautiful. You what? She does it herself?
Uh-huh.
Oh, do you do your own hair?
Yes.
Well, it's lovely. How long have you been a blonde?
Since November.
Huh?
November.
Since November. Now, just look at that thing, will you? I would hardly know. You would look better this way, I think. But that's the way she had it on. Huh? Thank you, honey. It certainly is a lot of hair hat, I mean. Never mind. What is your name?
Mrs. Noel McClown.
From where, McClown?
Los Angeles.
Well, let's try that. Mrs. McClown, everybody seems to think that might be the funniest. This is a kind of a crown thing, and with the... It's sprouted. Thank you. Say, we'd like to say happy birthday today to radio station WJOI, way down in Florence, Alabama, in the Deep South. WJOI is today celebrating the completion of its first year on the air. And I also want to send a little salute along to Virginia's famed Shenandoah Apple Blossom Festival, which is being held May the 1st and May the 2nd. I had a nice telegram from the radio committee back there stating that... Queen Shenandoah, will be the beauteous Jean Cartwright Lane, the Vassar student and the daughter of the Maryland governor, and Mrs. William Preston Lane. Now, by golly, we're mighty happy to send greetings. Last year, we opened that festival right here in Hollywood. We're sending you all cheers from Hollywood. Have a great time, folks. I'd also say that this is National Baby Week. It is. Of course, baby wants attention 52 weeks of the year. And he'll really appreciate the comfort he can have if you wash his clothes in ivory flakes. Got that in, didn't I? Now we're going to award our wishing ring. Whoops. Jumped out of here on me. What is your name?
Mrs. D.A. Cunningham from Des Moines, Iowa.
Fine, Miss Cunningham. Will you draw a number out of here, please?
Mrs. Herbert Fry, Petaluma.
From where?
Petaluma, California.
Petaluma? That's where the eggs come from. Who are you?
Jane Lockwood, Washington, D.C.
Good. 22945 will win our wishing ring. 22945. Well, my goodness, it's right next door here. Well, but come on. Who are you? What is your name?
Mrs. Cora Brame from Azusa, California.
Wait, Mrs. Cora?
Brame.
Brame. From Azusa. You know, Mrs. Brame, I don't believe we've ever had a winner from Azusa.
Is that right?
No, sir. We got a lot of folks in here from Azusa.
Well, we're very proud to have a winner from that city.
Tell me, what is the population of Azusa?
Well, a little over 5,000.
About
5,500.
Mm-hmm. Jack Benny is the mayor of Azusa, isn't
That's
he?
That's right.
And also of Cucamonga and... What?
I forgot the other.
So have I. What is it? Yes, that's right. Anaheim. The folks out along the network might be interested to know how Azusa got its name. Would you tell them, or do you know?
I couldn't tell them. No,
huh?
I don't know.
Now, didn't anybody ever tell you how Azusa got its name? A, U-S, what, how it's spelled?
Z-U-S-A.
A-Z-U-S-A.
Right.
Now, don't you know how they got that
name?
No,
I don't.
Does anybody here know?
Everything from A to Z
in the United States. What it means, Azusa.
Try it.
A to Z in the United States. I'm ashamed of you. You didn't know that. How long have you lived out there?
Oh, about 25 years.
About 25 years. Mm-hmm. And do you have a family?
Yes, three boys.
Three boys. Uh-huh. Are they all at home?
All married. And
they're
living
all...
in California.
Yes. Uh-huh. You have any grandchildren?
Yes, three.
Three. Mm-hmm. Well, that's just three boys. Well, that's a nice family.
Very nice.
You drove in from Azusa this morning?
Yes, sir.
How long did it take you, Mrs.?
About an hour.
Beg pardon?
About an hour.
Oh, is that all it takes?
Yes.
Just about an hour.
About an hour.
Well, you've won our wishing ring, Mrs. What was the name again?
Brain.
Brain. Uh-huh. Here it is, Mrs. Brain. That's the wishing ring. We think so, too, and I want to put it on your finger, Miss Brain, and then ask you to make... Well, let's put it on there. All right. Fits nicely, too. Now then, you make a wish, will you, Mrs. Brain?
What do I wish for?
Just anything. It's your wish. Would you let her alone, please?
I wish for a small radio.
You wish for a what?
Small radio.
A small radio. Well, that's not a bad wish. Maybe we can get you a small radio.
All right.
Yeah.
That'll be fine.
Any particular kind you'd like?
No.
Maybe a Philco?
Well, that's all right.
Would you like to have Philco?
Yes.
All right. All right. I'll see if I can promote one for you.
All right.
Okay. I have an idea the Philco Company might send you one.
I see.
All right.
Huh?
All right.
If I mention Philco another time, maybe they'll send me one. Huh? We'll see if you get a small radio. If the Philco people won't, by golly, I will.
Oh.
Well, I do. I've got an old Philco at home. Won't work. I'll get... Our house is full of Philcos. We all work, and they're fine radios. And that about concludes the first portion of Breakfast in Hollywood, brought to you by the Procter & Gamble, Diet for Inflation. Mr. Warner, you might take these ivory flakes with you, too. Might need a shampoo on that one. With your comb. All right. This next 15 minutes brings you greetings, as it does each morning, from the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek, Michigan. Kellogg, makers of pep. And good, too. Here's our good neighbor letter this morning, coming from Marionville, Missouri. A very unusual letter. A dandy, though. It says, Dear Tom Brenneman, I'm writing you to nominate Mrs. Grace Smalley of Marionville for your good neighbor Orchid. She is always doing for others many little small things that count so much. At Christmas, Thanksgiving, and other times, she takes gifts and presents to the people in the old folks' home, to those who are sick, and to shut-ins. For the last 14 years, she's made it possible for there to be an Easter egg hunt for the little children. And this is no small task, getting a program prepared, eggs colored, and then hiding them all over the old college campus for the children to find. Mrs. Smalley has a beautiful home and a yard, and she opens them both of these unselfishly to all sorts of clubs and parties and community social gatherings. She always serves lovely refreshments of her own free will. She puts much of her time and money to the needs and wishes of the community. I am just a high school girl, but I have been to many of her parties and have witnessed the many things she has done for others. She is truly a good neighbor. Yours sincerely, Joan Galloway, Marion, Missouri. It happens there's a mammoth breakfast and Hollywood party being held tonight, Shrine, in Springfield, Missouri, for 3,000 or 4,000 in attendance. And with George Earl doing a takeoff on one Tom Brenneman back there, radio station KWTO in Springfield informs us that the veterans of foreign wars sponsoring the party have invited our good neighbor, Mrs. Grace Smalley, and the writer of the letter, Miss Joan Galloway, to be guests of honor. So we're wishing them good luck and all the fun in their party tonight. Here's another big cheer from Hollywood, you folks. Morning, Corny. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm a little tired today. Don't feel very good. I don't know. My nephew and his wife had a baby last week, I mean. Spent most of the time walking up and down the hospital corridor with him, waiting for the stork.
You did?
Yeah, then we had to wait for the doctor.
Storks and doctors, huh? Birds of a feather, they tell me.
Oh, no, the stork's bill is all the smaller than the doctor's.
I think so. Well, it must be very exciting, Corny. I mean, waiting for the blessed advent.
Oh, yes. See, I tell you, it is exciting.
Well, fatherhood is a very exciting thing, Corny.
Yep. How come that these parents never satisfied with the babies they get?
I didn't hear what you said.
I see. Well, how come that most parents ain't never satisfied with the babies they get?
Well, what makes you think they're never satisfied with their babies?
They're always changing them, ain't they?
You got a little joke, Corny? Say, we got a little corny joke?
Yes, I got one.
All right, what is it?
Well, speaking of babies, they certainly act like you do.
Wait a minute. I mean, they act like I do?
Yes, speaking of babies, every time they open their mouths, they put their foot in it.
Well, Corny, our good neighbor Orchid goes back to Miss Grace Smalley back in Marionville, Missouri. You'll see that it gets on its way, won't you?
Yes, I'll take care of it. Goodbye, everybody.
So long, Corny. Who are you, please?
Mrs. Maud Saffel, Macomb, Illinois.
Saffel?
Saffel.
You know, Miss Saffel, you look a little on the run-down side, I think. Huh? What you need is a big individual package of Kellogg's Pep. Johnny, here you are, honey. Let us start for breakfast. It's just about as tall as you are, isn't it? Talking about Pep, folks, which is what I've been doing for years. Yes, for years, I've been telling you about this swell cereal made by the grand old Kellogg Company. Telling you how good Pep is for the children, for you, and for the whole family. And I wasn't just talking to hear myself talk. Not this time. I really mean it, and I'd like to feel that you're following through, putting this swell Kellogg cereal on the breakfast table every one of these swell spring mornings. Spring, you know, is the time we all use up extra energy. Lots of you ladies like to get out in the garden, and youngsters are busy every minute after school, skating or playing ball or jumping rope, and friend hubby just can't wait to grab a golf stick or a tennis racket or even the lawnmower. There's no doubt about it, these are days when a big bowl of Kellogg's Pep should be included in everybody's breakfast. For Pep is an energy food. Help gives you drive, helps you start the day in high. And besides, Pep tastes simply grand. Pep, the sunshine cereal, has a sparkling flavor that's right in tune with springtime. A cool, refreshing flavor that makes you, well, it makes you think of fields of golden grain waving in the breeze. Pep is good, and good for you, you bet. Give it to your family as often as they like, and they'll like it often. Say good morning to spring with a bowl of Kellogg's Pep. For a while now, folks, I've been asking you to stay tuned to this station for the new Kellogg show following this one. And this show is for your entertainment. And only your letters can tell us how we're doing. So it'd be just swell if you'd listen and let us hear from you. That'll help the Kellogg folks give you the kind of radio fare you want. Now, it's orchid time. And we're going to award our lovely Armroy orchid to our eldest guest. How old is the little lady there? How? 89 today. 89 today. Well, I don't know. Now, wait a minute. That may not win. Well, I guess it does. 89 and a birthday. Well, that's nice. I spotted you. Who are you? What's your name?
Don't you know me?
Why, golly, I believe I do now. What is your name?
My name is Amelia Earhart Cook.
Amelia Earhart Cook.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I remember. You've been here before.
About 3-4 months ago.
Well, now, you come on. Did you get an orchid then?
Yes, sir.
You got one then?
Yes.
Oh, then we'll give it to somebody else. No, I won't.
I want a new hat today.
You want a new hat today?
Yes.
Amelia Earhart Cook. She's 89 today. Mrs. Cook, you didn't care for the orchid. You came over to get a new hat?
Yeah.
Is that the idea?
That's the idea. I want one if I have to buy it.
You want a new hat if you have to buy it?
Yeah.
Well, something tells me you won't have to buy it,
well,
Mrs. Cook.
Well, I want you to try it on. See, you're a good hand, too.
Well, now, there are new models. They just came in this morning. They're the new Tom Brenneman models, every one of them. They're right over there, 1, 2, 3, 4, a dozen of them. Which hat do you think you'd like to have, Miss Cook?
I can't see them. So
can't see them from very well from here. Which one of those hats you ladies back there think would look good on Miss Cook? The one with the what? The pink with the pink rose there? All right, bring that one. I think that'll look all right on it. These are all the new Tom Brenneman models.
I thought maybe this one would look good on you.
What is it?
I thought that would look good on you.
No, she thinks this one might look good on me. Well, now, tell me, Mrs. Cook, here's your new hat. Oh, that's a little too young for her. Huh? Yeah. Miss Reddy will select one. Oh, you're all mixed up here now. Let Miss Reddy, meanwhile, we'll just talk along here. Are you going to turn this in?
No.
Hmm? Well, then maybe she's going to trade this in. No, all right. Now then, refresh our memory about you, Mrs. Cook. Amelia Earhart Cook.
Yes,
now,
sir.
How did you get that name, Amelia Earhart?
Well, that was my maiden name.
Your name was Amelia Earhart?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. A very famous name. Spelled the same?
You know, I don't know.
How do you spell your Earhart?
E-H-R-H-A-R-D-T.
Mm-hmm. That's the same, isn't it?
Well, yes. You know, they change the names once in a while, but my father wouldn't love it.
No. Mm-hmm. Well, Miss Cook, where were you born?
In Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin. You say you were over here about 3 months ago?
3 or 4, yeah.
Well, I think it's been longer than that.
No.
Has it?
No.
Well, anyway, you're having a birthday. You're born in Wisconsin. Now where are you living?
Near Anaheim.
Down near Anaheim. Having a birthday.
Yes.
Now, which one? I think this hat would look better on you. Huh? That's pretty gay for you, Miss Cook.
Well, it's even gayer than this.
Now, what do you think of that one, huh? These are lovely.
Well, I'd rather have this.
Now, wait a minute. Will you please sit down? Now, Miss Cook, which one do you want?
I'd rather have this one.
You'd rather have this one. Now, wait. Would you like to have your picture taken in it now?
I had my picture taken here.
Well, well come on, let's have our picture taken. You with the new one, and me with the old one. All right? Now, look here. All right.
Ain't you going to give me one of them pictures?
What do you say?
Ain't you going to give me one of these pictures?
Now you want one of the pictures, too. Oh, yeah. We're going to give you one of the pictures. You've got a new hat. We're going to give you an orchid for your birthday. And we are. And if you'd like to come down and have dinner with me, a birthday dinner, I'd like to blow you to a birthday dinner. Would you like to do that?
Well, I don't know whether I can do that.
That's stick around for lunch,
that's
then.
That's my crowd.
All right. How many do you have in the crowd?
Five
of you? Oh, that's fine. Can't come for dinner? Come for lunch. Maybe you'd like to have a half interest in a joint, too, huh? No, yes. Oh, you're all right.
I've worked 20 years in the store, and that's enough. I don't want no
you've worked 20 years in a store?
Yes, sir.
My goodness, doing what? Clerking in a store?
Mm-hmm. And 7 years in a cheese factory.
Well, I declare. Well, then you've worked hard, haven't you?
Yes. At my wedding, there were 150 and had a phrenologist there, and he said I was many-sided, and I think so.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, that's fine. We're going to sing happy birthday, dear Amelia. Huh?
We had open house for me last Sunday, and there were 125 called.
Oh, 125 of you called at your open house.
Yes.
Good. Well, we have 150 here at your party. I mean, 500 here at your party this morning. Pretty close, Tom. Come on.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Amelia. Happy birthday to you.
There you are, Miss Cook.
You're giving me an orchid. Thank you, Pastor.
Well, there you are, honey. Just hope you get a lot of pleasure out of it. And come down for dinner now, won't you?
I'll see you.
All right, you see me. Well, if you can't come for dinner, come for lunch. I'm going to... Oh, here's your birthday kiss.
Oh.
Almost forgot. Wait a minute. What did you say?
You ought to kiss the young ladies, not the old ones.
I ought to kiss the young ones, not the old ones. No, I wouldn't last that long. Here, you can take this with you, honey. You can wear this during the week. Happy birthday. Oh, we're going to have to get off this network awfully fast now. We want to acknowledge some 100th birthdays here today, too, but we won't have the time. Johnny, you'll have to take it, keep it, and folks out with your songs. I'm awfully sorry. We'll acknowledge those other birthdays tomorrow. And that is our...
Tom Brenneman's Breakfast in Hollywood is brought to you transcribed at the same time every day, Monday through Friday, by Kellogg's, Pep, and Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes. Important note for Raisin Bran fans. For a cereal combination of soft, tender raisins and most delicious bran flakes, get Kellogg's Raisin Bran. For only in Kellogg's Raisin Bran do you get raisins with their tenderness sealed in by a delicate coating of honeycomb. Just taste them and see how they melt in your mouth. Either you agree that they're the softest, tenderest raisins you ever tasted, or you get your money back. Just send the empty carton to the Kellogg Company, Battle Creek, Michigan. Try them soon, but be sure you say Kellogg's before you say Raisin Bran. Kellogg's Raisin Bran. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company. Kellogg's Raisin Bran. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.